Another old friend, growled Moody. I've been looking forward to a chat with old Snape. Come on, you. And he seized Malfoy's upper arm and marched him off toward the dungeons. Professor McGonagall stared anxiously after them for a few moments, then waved her wand at her fallen books, causing them to soar up into the air and back into her arms.
"Don't talk to me," Ron said quietly to Harry and Hermione as they sat down at the Gryffindor table a few minutes later, surrounded by excited talk on all sides about what had just happened.
"Why not?"
said Hermione in surprise. "Because I want to fix that in my memory forever," said Ron, his eyes closed and an uplifted expression on his face. "Draco Malfoy, the amazing bouncing ferret."
Harry and Hermione both laughed, and Hermione began doling beef casserole onto each of their plates.
"He could have really hurt Malfoy, though," she said. "It was good, really, that Professor McGonagall stopped it."
"Hermione," said Ron furiously, his eyes snapping open again, "you're ruining the best moment of my life."
Hermione made an impatient noise and began to eat at top speed again.
"Don't tell me you're going back to the library this evening," said Harry, watching her.
"Got to," said Hermione thickly. "Loads to do."
"But you told us, Professor Vector..."
"It's not schoolwork," she said.
Within 5 minutes she had cleared her plate and departed. No sooner had she gone than her seat was taken by Fred Weasley.
"Moody," he said, "how cool is he?"
"Beyond cool," said George, sitting down opposite Fred.
"Super cool,"
said the twins' best friend, Lee Jordan, sliding into the seat beside George. "We had him this afternoon," he told Harry and Ron.
"What was it like?"
said Harry eagerly. Fred, George and Lee exchanged looks full of meaning.
"Never had a lesson like it," said Fred.
"He knows, man," said Lee.
"Knows what?"
said Ron, leaning forward.
"Knows what it's like to be out there doing it,"
said George impressively.
"Doing what?"
said Harry.
"Fighting the dark arts," said Fred.
"He's seen it all," said George.
"Amazing," said Lee.
Ron dived into his bag for his schedule.
"We haven't got him till Thursday," he said in a disappointed voice.